A theater director in South Korea has come up with an unlikely topic for a musical. Yodok's Story, which just opened in Seoul, takes on the topic of the prison camps in Stalinist North Korea. It's estimated that those camps hold 200,000 people accused of political crimes. The show's director and choreographer are North Korean, and both had first-hand experience of the horrors that they've put into song and dance. NPR's Louisa Lim was in the audience.
As the curtain rises, female soldiers in jackboots march forward. "We're the great soldiers of the general," they sing, as they wield flags emblazoned with the hammer and the sickle. This is the first sign that Yodok's Story is no ordinary musical. Despite its jaunty opening rhythms, the play charts one family's downfall in Stalinist North Korea. The father was a government minister, his daughter a famous revolutionary dancer. Yet they fall foul of the revolution. "You are a South Korean spy, an American spy," soldiers accuse the father. And the whole family is sent off to Yodok prison camp. It's a land of despair, a prison of hell which kills the soul, the prisoners sing. They're hunched in grey clothes, slouching through the gates as the guards tote machine guns. "I can't believe I'm here. I'm a daughter of the government," the dancer sings, as the guards whip the other inmates. Her psychological shock draws on the real-life experience of the show's 70-year-old choreographer, Kim Yong-san, who was herself a dancer when she was arrested in 1970.
"When you go to Yodok prison camp, you don't know the reason because there is no trial. I was in Yodok prison camp for 8.5 years.
She later found out she'd been imprisoned for knowing too much about the personal lives of North Korean leaders. The show's director, 37-year-old Chung Sung-san, also spent time inside the country's gulags.
"I was in Sariwan prison camp for 3 months. I was a soldier when I was arrested. And I was arrested because I was caught listening to South Korean radio reports about the death of our leader, Kim Il-sung."
The musical's depiction of camp life is underscored by violence and brutality. In this scene, the inmates turn on one of their own and threaten to kill him because he betrayed the revolution. The musical's story includes rape, maiming, and summary execution. But choreographer Kim Yong-sun says the reality of life and death for families inside the vast prison camps is much worse.
"I lost my parents and I lost my son as well. My son drowned. When I heard about it, I ran about 10 kilometers home, but all I saw was his dead body. My parents starved to death. When I think about such things, what is described in the musical is nothing."
Director Chung Sung-san says his father was stoned to death in a prison camp, and that motivated him to press ahead with this musical. But it's been difficult. He says he's been pressured by the South Korean government. It's attempting reconciliation with the North, and is avoiding publicizing the horrors of the regime.
"Sometimes they call me and threaten me, saying removing you is nothing for us. One of the companies funding us backed out last November because it was afraid of the South Korean government, so that it was very difficult for us. I did not have any money to rent out the theater. So I decided to take out a loan using my kidney as collateral. If I can pay them back by April, my kidney will not be removed."
South Korean officials insist Chung Sung-san has the right to free speech. The musical has been an eye-opener, even for the cast.
"We
had not heard about the prison camps," actor Kim Sung-dong tells me. "There's no way for us to find out. The South Korean media is selective about what they tell the public, so there are no opportunities for us to find these things out." There was a palpable sense of shock among the audience after the end of the show.
I think it is very shocking to most people in South Korea. Many people do not know about this kind of story, so it can change the way of thinking of South Korea.
So many Koreans does not know the reality of North Korea, but this story expressed the reality.
An estimated 200,000 people are jailed inside North Korea's gulag of prison camps. Choreographer Kim Yong-san, recalling her own experience as a prisoner of Pyongyang, says she doesn't understand why the world doesn't seem to care.
Why is it that in North Korea there is a disaster going on and no one knows about it? Through this art, I want people to know the reality of these prison camps. And the reality of North Korea's prison camps is that they are worse than Auschwitz.
This musical tackles the weighty themes of life and death, good and evil, ideological fervor and human love. And it ends with a Christian message of forgiveness and redemption, accompanied by the Lord's Prayer in Korean. The director now wants to take the show to the States. This is my mission, he says. I need to tell the world the truth. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Seoul, South Korea.
You can see photos and hear a song from Yodok's story at our website, npr.org.